The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
And I'm going to get another pair of glasses because you guys, I've never seen so many tiles on Zoom. I think that there are 25 of you, which anyway, it's a... And I'll get my other glasses.
There's 96. Yeah.
So hang on. I'll be right back. Very nice to see. Oh, I love seeing those of you on this screen. Thank you for being here. It's fantastic to see you. Some of you haven't seen for a long time. And let me go on the next page. Well, hi, page two. How fantastic to see you. I'm so touched. I'm so inspired. And I'll go to the next page. Wow. Wow, Izawi. This is so special. And the next page. Fantastic. Wow. Are we going to spend the whole time not talking, just looking at each other? That would be nice. And this is pretty wonderful. Thank you all for being here and being part of this. And so I think... was, you know, the idea was to somehow just see each other and come together a little bit in community. And we haven't really been in person and the whole community in any kind of way. And for many, you know, almost 2 months now. And I certainly miss all of you and miss the community being together here at IMC. I spend a lot of time here alone. And some of you probably figured out or been heard that the what used to be the meditation hall is now a production studio. And it hasn't changed that dramatically, but it does have, we have these umbrella lights that's supposed to make nicer lights, you know, so it looks a little differently. And so I thought I would talk a little bit about the state of IMC as I kind of see it and how I'm inspired by it. And then I thought that it would be nice to do some breakout groups for maybe 10 minutes or so, just so some of you have a chance to say hello and check in and just talk a little bit about how you are and your practice. And it's not a long time, but and then we come back and take some time for if you have questions or concerns you want to raise. With me or maybe with the whole community. It's a little hard to format with 120 people to have a conversation, but certainly I want to hear, and maybe through me we can hear what's going on with the community and the concerns and things like that. So that was what I had in mind. And one way to communicate, if you want to try, I don't know how successful it can be. If you have other ideas or questions, you can also try sending things in chat, and then I'll try to keep track of it. So in terms of the IMC community overall, I've been actually very inspired by this community, this extended community, on many different ways. I see it, you know, I kind of hadn't really taken in how large how much our community is doing and how many Dharma leaders we have who have groups within IMC. And when the shelter in place started, there was a very quick organizing of all these Dharma leaders, organizing the different groups, the recovery group and the support groups and the at home in the world group. And it goes on, the groups, the Spanish sitting group in the on Tuesday evenings. And all these groups very quickly got organized, and they became quite strong. And some of them started to meet more than once a week or more than once a month. Some of them were once a month meetings, and they're now meeting like the LGBTQ group, and now meeting, I think, every week. And as a result of opening it up on Zoom, people who feel part of our community far away are starting to join and feel even more closer in. And it's been inspiring to feel the strength of all these people coming together and all these activities. And also it's become really clear what a strong body of volunteers we have. Some people, you know, whose volunteer work, which is very much appreciated, is not happening right now because, all these wonderful people who are managers and coordinators of managers and recorders and coordinators of recorders. I've taken on all that for myself. I'm the manager of the events and because I'm the only participant here at IMC. And I've learned to do all the recording and the uploading and all that. So it's been fun. But there's also what inspires me is all the people who are still doing so much work in the background. There's been people who have still helping with recordings from home and editing the work, and people who are helping with the technology that kind of fixed the technology so it works better and improved on it. There are people who are working on our websites and upgrading the website so that it's more functional, offers more, and the videos are offered more in an easier way on the website. And there are people who have been working a lot with upgrading some of our websites are quite antiquated. And the word I keep being told is they're kind of reached the breaking point because there's the softwares that or the programming that keeps them all going are now kind of obsolete almost. So there are people who are working, a team of people working on creating a new Audio Dharma website. And that's probably one of the most complicated websites we have. And group of people who are working on upgrading the IRC website. The IMC website was upgraded, recently, but it's being added to and organized better and all kinds of things. So it goes on and on, so I'm inspired by the strength of the community, the strength of what we have. And I've seen it more clearly or more in highlight than I knew about it before. And I've also become very conscious of how wide our reach is and how extensive our community is. It's not just the people who are on the peninsula here who can come regularly, but there are people who feel very deeply connected to our center and our community and who are far afield, who are now able to feel like they're participating because of the YouTube, for example, or because of the Zoom meetings that the different groups have. And it's very inspiring to feel this wide-ranging community and interest and support that we have. So I kind of... inspired by what's happening. And it seems not just me alone, that many of us who are caring for IMC are thinking that kind of a door has been opened, a window into a new possibility has been opened, that we'll probably want to continue supporting once shelter in place is over, that we will probably want to continue online offerings of different types. We've offered now two retreats, two of the IRC retreats that were canceled as the residential retreats were offered online on Zoom retreats. And I think it was a surprise for everyone involved, certainly for me, how rich those were, how valuable they were. And I also taught one at Spirit Rock, a week-long retreat and during this time. And it was just really inspiring to see how the connection I could have with the retreatants, how much people participated and benefit from it, it's a kind of a different species of retreats, online retreats. So it's not the same as a residential retreat, but it's wonderful in other ways that I could have imagined until we started doing them. And the connection I had with the retreatants was different than how it is when it's live, but it had its own profundity and its own tremendous value through this online technology. 2 months ago, I never could have imagined how great this technology works to connect people and support people in new ways. So I think that once this shelter in place is over, we'll want to continue this in some degree. And we'll have to give some thought to how to do this well and what's the best ways of doing it. But there's already discussion of turning my so-called my upstairs office here at IMC into our studio, because I don't think can't really keep IMC Meditation Hall as a studio. But what the advantages of having a studio up in the office is that for some years now, we felt the growth limitations of IMC. There were more programs that we wanted to be able to offer here. There were many more people who could teach at IMC now that we would like to include here at teach programs. But we were pretty much maxed out in terms of the schedule and having really just one room or one and a half rooms to do things. We can't have a lot of different things at the same time. But online, there's no limit to how much we could offer and how many things we can offer simultaneously. And so to have some of it can be done, of course, from home in all kinds of ways, but some of it can be done. We need a space to do it, a studio in which to do some of this. And we have the room for it. And we have this office upstairs that can be converted into a studio with a camera and stuff. And so I see that, it's a new era coming along and for us to offer more. And it's very exciting. And perhaps with IRC, IRC will do it or some other, maybe IMC will do it. But I'm hoping when shelter is over, that when shelter is over, that we'll continue offering online retreats as well. The waiting lists at IRC are phenomenally long. And as we learn how to offer online retreats, I hope it's easier and easier, and we'll be able to offer a lot more than the retreats and meets a little bit more the wishes of more people, of all these people who want to do our retreats. So you can reach out to people. The other thing that's happening here at is that we are here at IMC is that I kind of get, my guess is, I hope that this is like once in a 50 year or once in a 100 year opportunity for IMC to refurbish, is that the good best word? To upgrade or just to clean up the center. I spend a lot of time here alone, talking on the phone, working, and as I'm kind of spending more and more time here, I'm starting to notice, the place is beginning to look a little worn down. There's all these places where there's smudge and, paint is a little bit kind of like, and our wonderful carpet is getting a little old and stained. And so this is like a once in a 50 year opportunity that we're kind of closed, that we can do some work to, without closing down programs, we can do some work to refurbish things. And so we have a wonderful IMC volunteer who's now kind of taking the lead to getting ready so that when shelter in place is over well enough, we're lined up for people to come in and put in a new carpet, to do the painting the walls can happen, and also do some refurbishing of the wood floor. And I was kind of very happy with their wood floor until I spent all this alone time walking on it and looking at it. And it is really scratched up. I don't know if you ever noticed that, but there's a lot of scratches. And so So anyway, so this is a, you know, as I said, a once in a 50-year opportunity to clean the place up in some deep way. And so that's in place, and to do that. And so it's kind of exciting. And I find myself more busy than I have ever been in my life, I think, with all this. It seems like I feel very apologetic that I just simply can't keep up with the amount of emails that are coming in. It's just, and the amount of things I'm being asked to do and respond to and people to meet and things to care for. And it's one point of view overwhelming. And the other point of view, I'm pretty happy. I'm kind of an introvert. And so, you know, I get to be alone here a lot at IMC. And it's kind of nice for me. So that's nice. And so between having, you know, alone time and kind of happy in some ways, having my heart broken in so many different ways, what's going on in our society and what's going on for some of the members of our community, and with all the people I'm in touch with and the ways that things I'm doing. And it's a very, very rich life. And so I'm, you know, overall, I'm doing very well and apologetic about not getting back to all the emails. And I'm trying to get to it all eventually. And so that's kind of a kind of update. I didn't really think this out much. So hopefully that, you know, the main reason I thought of doing this was just to have you all see each other and feel connected. So I propose that we do the little breakout. Maybe 15 minutes is better than 10, just so you have a little more time to chat. And I thought the number should be about 5. I think the way Zoom works, maybe it'll be groups of 4 or 5. It depends on, you know, what the numbers are. And so I think that it's kind of like Star Trek. You're going to be transported very soon, beamed up into a different room. And you'll find yourself with a group of people. And at some point, the Zoom will beam you back. And so we'll just sit here and wait. About the IMC and what's happening here, that's nice. I'm also very inspired that, you know, over these years, we've been here at IMC, we've been training people to be Buddhist chaplains. And some of them have gone on to become professional chaplains. And so we have a team of people who are IMC members who are professional chaplains. And they've offered to be available. And we have probably some of you, most of you have seen this, but it's on the website, information about it. But to be available to people in connected to IMC who actually have COVID-19. Or their caretakers, you know, loved ones and people who are impacted by all this. And so that's what I'm kind of inspired that they're available. And a couple of people have reached out and asked them for support. And it's a wonderful thing that our community has this in place that we've grown and developed over these years in such a way that this can be possible for our communities. And so that's also happening here. And then I mentioned before about all these different groups that we have and how they've expanded and online, and the fact that we've been offering programs every day has been very supportive for many people. Some people are, you know, it's a difficult time for many people, and for some people have some grounding daily when the Dharma has been very helpful, and Nikki and Diana have been offering happy hour now for a few weeks. Every afternoon for, weekday days is quite inspiring and nice. And so there's many wonderful things happening. So I want to take some time to hear from you. If any of you have questions about what's going on or any kind of questions that you'd like to ask, it would be nice. Or if you have concerns you'd like to know about or me to know about. And I don't know how much, yeah, so let's see what happens if we open it up that way. And I think there's a way of raising hands on Zoom. So Because I certainly can't look at all the pages so quickly. So if you go on, where is it you go on?
Participants.
If you go into participants, I think there's a way of raising your hand there. And then. So, Barry or Jan, can you unmute yourself? And
yeah. Hi, Gil.
Hi.
Hi. I had a couple of thoughts. One was when you're having a residential retreat at IRC, to also just send it out over Zoom or the internet so that everybody who applies can go to the retreat, either remotely or in person. You're muted, Gil.
We were gearing up to begin that process before shelter in place, and we were going to get equipment at IRC to be able to do something like that and experiment with it. It was a big experiment, you know. And can we do it? Is it okay? And how are you going to do it? But now, you know, things have changed. So yes, we're thinking about that.
And then one other thing, Gil. As the Sunday welcomer, I'm out of a job. So how can I be an online welcomer without having to welcome thousands of people? But I would like to still help that way.
Oh, and a very nice idea. Well, let me think about it. Maybe there's some practical way of doing it. I'll think about it a little bit. Thank you.
Okay.
So, Beverly.
Yeah, is there a plan for how IMC will maybe partially reopen once the shelter in place is done?
Good question. There is no particular plan for IRC or IMC or both. I should probably talk about both.
Well, I was talking about IMC, but yeah. Both maybe, yes.
Yeah. So for IMC, we haven't given it too much thought yet. And I certainly haven't given it too much. The most concrete thing we're thinking about is to be slow in opening up. And we might be one of the last places to open, even way after that we're allowed to open. I think that the churches now are beginning to open up a little bit in San Mateo County. But I think we're going to be one of the last places to open up. And I think the nature of what we are and how we're together, I think we contribute to the overall efforts of our society to kind of keep the curve, lower the curve, you know, the flatten the curve. And if we keep doing it online this for a while longer and wait before we get together in this tight little quarter and sit close together. And so I think, I don't know what that means. We're kind of waiting to see how this unfolds and how the opening up happens to make any decisions. But I think you can count on that we'll be slow at that, doing it. And I did have a fantasy that the first thing we'll do is when we can is maybe I'd set up chairs in the parking lot. And I would just stay there all day and just be there and just receive people and talk and chat you know. And then for IRC, the same thing. And maybe IRC maybe will be even slower than IMC. And, you know, in some ways, IRC is in the same category of cruise ships and nursing homes. But there we might be able to make more sense to open up slowly. And maybe the first retreat, maybe we open it up to people maybe a dozen people or so who can drive in from outside. They're not spending the night. Maybe people in Santa Cruz community, and maybe they bring their bag lunches, and then we can kind of slowly begin expanding from there and until it really makes sense, until there's a sense of ease. There has to be a sense of ease for everyone involved, because one of our specialties, I hope, is to do things with ease. We're not in the business, you know, Buddhism is about the end of suffering. So we don't want to suffer because of Buddhism. And that doesn't make any sense, right? So we don't want to push and make it be a strain on so many different people. If we come too early and there's agitation, anxiety around things, it just becomes hard for everyone involved. I want to mention that the resident volunteers at IRC, it's going very well for them. And we're very, very fortunate to have this very strong group of resident volunteers. And they've been the backbone of our online retreats, together with Liz Powell, who's managing director, and Ying, and our resident volunteers are really kind of doing tremendous amount of work to make possible these online retreats. And I think for now, the resident volunteers are sheltered in place nicely and are formed a very harmonious community among themselves. And So it's nice to know that they're taking care of themselves well. So thank you. So
thank
then,
you.
Bill.
Two quick things. One is I checked out the donation button on IMC's website, and it looks like to donate through IMC's website, you have to go through PayPal. So I checked on the button that it said to press, and then there's this long contract or agreement that you have to click I accept. Pages long, legalese, and that intimidated me. So I wondered if I'm in Redwood City, can I just go inside IMC and use the kiosk to
no
use my credit card? Okay, no. Okay.
You can, if you're at Redwood City, you can put it in an envelope and put it into the mailbox.
Okay. Is that checked daily?
But yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much. Okay. And secondly, do you need help painting walls or refinishing the floor? Those are my questions.
Thank you. I think the painting is being done by a wonderful volunteer who knows about painting. And I think that we want to keep I really appreciate the generosity you have, but we also want to be very careful how many people come here and when they come here and things like that. So for right now we're keeping things really simple, and the floor is going to, we're going to hire people to do it. So that's going to be a contractor who comes in and professionals. And I think when the professionals come, I think we don't want to be here.
Okay. Thank you.
So, Jean, I'm going through the way they are listed here on the list. Their hand ends up.
I think I did click, but I was seeing if it would work. But I do have a question,
yeah,
which has to do with the donor response on all these online classes that you're giving that are really wonderful, but some people are new to it, and I've had friends take the intro class and not even be aware of that donor button. So how's that going? I guess is the question.
I kind of trust it always goes well.
Okay.
But I don't really know how that's going, and you know, the bookkeeping isn't happening as fast as, you know, usual, for example, and I don't really know. And the only thing I do know is that IRC is, you know, the retreats down there have been converted into online retreats, and the online IRC Donna is considerably less than what it was when people came to stay there, which makes some sense, but it also means it's a big reduction in the income for IRC for this year. So if it continues, you know, even if it continues for the rest of the year, you know, IMC is relatively cheap comparatively to keep going. IRC with such a big facility and everything is actually cost quite a bit. So probably IRC will, I don't know if it won't exactly be challenged, but it'll certainly be interesting.
You mentioned that the intro class, which I'm also
taking. A little bit louder, please. That's it.
The intro class, which I'm also taking, is nothing short of brilliant. I have never taken it before.
Oh, fantastic.
It's just wonderful.
Yeah, I've enjoyed tremendously this teaching online. I'm so surprised by all this, but I really enjoyed the intro class. I really enjoyed the intro part two, and people are asking for intro part three. And you know, how long can people be introductory? We'll find out.
I'm introductory.
Great. So, Gloria.
So Gil, I'm concerned about writing to inmates, and I don't know if letters have still been coming in and getting sorted, but so I assume by an earlier answer you wouldn't be comfortable even if I wore an N95 mask and came in just to get the letters and paper, you know, the IMC paper and envelopes to answer letters to inmates who I think actually are a very high risk population, you know, especially related to COVID-19.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't think we've been getting many letters. I'm the one who most gets the mail. And I think we've got, I don't really know if we've gotten any or very little from inmates this time around during this time. But certainly I can check for you. And if we could arrange it so that I you know, that if you come sometime I'm here, I could hand you or put out in the deck for you all the things that you want. But yeah, I prefer that we try to keep a minimum who comes in here. It's, you know, I think that's probably, you know, our efforts to kind of do the social distancing.
Thank you.
So Roz. So Roz is still muted. Yes. There she is. Yeah, now you're unmuted, but where are you?
I'm here.
There you are. Good.
Okay. Sorry. I just want to urge you to keep going with the 7 o'clock in the morning talks. And probably, I mean, everyone I've talked to would agree with me that they're just wonderful. So I hope you know, no matter how many restrictions are lifted, I hope that continues, you know, permanently. More or less permanently.
Yeah. I'm enjoying it a lot and valuing it a lot. Yeah, we'll continue that. Probably, you know, yes. So probably at some point when shelter in place is over, that like if I go off on retreat and go somewhere else, then I can't do it. And maybe we'll have someone else come in who wants to come at 7 and keep teaching it. But it seems like a great, great format. And that just brings me a lot of joy that to share this and have this experience with others. Thank you. So, Nancy.
Hello.
Yes.
You actually addressed my concern with from Jean's question. In our group, a number of people were concerned about the financial health of IMC and how we were doing. And so I think you answered that pretty well.
What do maybe everyone should know is that both these centers have ever since they got started, both here in Redwood City and also at Santa Cruz, both of them were set up with an emergency fund. I didn't think it was healthy for us being an all freely given, Donna centers to ever kind of be up tight against financial limitations. So we have a emergency fund that was set in place for this kind of purpose. And we didn't imagine it would be exactly this thing, but so if we need to, we'll dip into that emergency fund for what our needs are. And so that gives us also some ease with all this. And Nancy, may I tell people what you've been up to a little bit that I've seen? Out of appreciation?
What I've been up to?
Can I tell you what I've seen?
Sure.
So Nancy lives only a couple of blocks from IMC, and she like once a week or so comes and sweeps and keeps the grounds clean and the gravel and it looks very nicely kept. And every time I see Nancy out there, I feel so happy and inspired and both for what she's offering and also as a representative of all of you who are helping and supporting in so many ways. So thank you.
Well, and I wanted to thank you for just the ongoing generosity. I know that people thank you in the chat box every day, but it's really a very heartfelt thank you from myself and everybody.
Great, thank you. So then Kelly.
Oh, there I go. Hi. I wonder if Terry Lesser is on here. I thought I saw her name. I'm missing the Thursday and Terry. And I know she's not doing Zoom right now. And I don't know if you, and I know it's going to be down the road, but I just want to hear a little bit about yoga coming back someday.
Yes. I don't know if she's
on. Is Terry on?
Certainly, I'm hoping that, I kind of expect we'll have yoga back at some point. And when Shelter in Place started, I asked Terry, before we're just beginning kind of, or before we actually had Shelter in Place, I asked her if she wanted to do yoga in the park maybe. Oh. And then that became out as well. But I think as of a couple of days ago here in San Mateo County, there's a few high-risk things we can do in the park together. And one of those is yoga. And the other high-risk activity that we can do in the park is meditate together. So, you know, maybe Terry would be interested in doing something with nice social distancing in the in the park. And maybe, yes?
So.
Hi, Terry.
Hi. So, Kelly, you've gotten my emails, yes? Okay. So I have been in touch with the Thursday people, almost everybody who's been a regular. And I am practicing teaching Zoom classes to my senior center students. So I've been doing that. I think this is going to be my fourth week. It's a huge learning curve. Yoga is an interactive activity. And it's very strange for me to teach and not get feedback. But I'm considering it for Thursday. I don't want to put it open to the whole on the website. So if there's anybody who, if I think about actually doing it, it also depends on how much longer we have to shelter. But I am considering it. So if there is anybody here who wants to be on that email list, or a Monday person who I don't have their email for, people can send me an email, Terry Lynn. It might be coming.
Great, fantastic. Maybe you put your email address in the chat box for people.
Oh, okay.
So then Bella was partly the inspiration for this community meeting because she sent me an email kind of requesting something like this. So Bella, I'm so glad you're here. And
hey, Gil. Hello, everybody. Like Barry, I'm out of a job volunteering. But I just wanted to first say thank you for doing this. Second thing is the chat is disabled, so I can't
probably send
nice notes to people that I see. The third is there a sort of one-stop shop where for the community, for example, if somebody needed groceries, you know, somebody could say, hey, you know, I live down the street, I'll do that. Or, you know, this is what's happening. I don't know if you're able to have sort of a one-stop shop for members if they're seeking, you know, help, or, hey, I want to say hello, or is there a Zoom party going on, or anything like that? Thanks.
This is a great question. It's also, for me, a little bit difficult question to answer because of the one of the unusual things about us is that we're not a carefully bounded community. And so what's the inside and outside is very, you know, vague. And so to make it too available, a service like that, and it's then people from who have no connection to us, it makes it complicated very quickly when we're all volunteers. So what we've done so far, and a lot of it has to do with Hillary's efforts, and Hillary and Bev Spiker's help involved, is they've reached out to all the kind of Max Ernstein's group on Sunday evenings, a lot of, you know, young adults, about 20, 25 of them have offered to be of help to our community for this purpose.
Perfect.
And so then Hillary has been sending out through the different groups we have and people we know that to reach out to, asking them if they have need some support. But it's hard to know how to reach everyone. And, you know, I'm sure that people we want to support have not been included. And so some people have been helped. And some of these young adults are helping in all kinds of different ways, and helping people move who are moving, helping getting groceries, getting medicine for them. Your idea of something like a one shop, a central clearing place for that is a great question. And maybe I'll have a conversation with a few people here about, you know, what can we do that's even more than what we're doing already?
Well, it was more like, let's say somebody is not as tech savvy,
yeah,
and they would like to participate. Is there somebody that could pick up the phone and walk them through it so that they feel connected, right?
Yeah, yeah, that's a good
Just
question.
Just an example. And then the final thing is I really appreciated you sort of you know, talking about the opportunities that have been created as a result of some of this technology idea of, we don't have room to do, you know, kids and teens and this and all the kinds of groups that are happening, but now we actually do right upstairs from your office. So thanks.
Yes. Yeah. And thank you. And so I want to say something maybe for all of you to know about IMC. You know, we've tried over for 20 years, probably more now, probably 23 years now, to try to find different ways our community can organize to support people in our community in need. And that's proved, even with a lot of care, a lot of attention, a lot of figuring out, to be actually awkward to put in place in the kind of community we are. And one of the motivations for forming these neighborhood groups, neighborhood discussion groups, was partly was to get more people who live relatively close together to know each other, little cells of people, so that if they, and they knew each other well enough, or close enough to each other, if someone in these neighborhood groups had a need, that they were well enough in touch that they could have support from these local groups. And so one of the things that Hillary did with, as soon as Shelter in Place started, is she got organized to invite people to create more of these neighborhood groups. And I think there's many groups have reformed since then. So the kind of, rather than a central clearinghouse, kind of the format we've taken is this, try to create a lot of these subgroups that somehow, where that's the caregiving can kind of naturally arise out of. And some of that's happened, but it does make it difficult for people who not plugged into one of these groups, but are still part of our community. So this deserves much more attention, and I appreciate that you bring it up, Bella. Thank you. So Cindy.
Thank you. Well, Kelly already asked my main question about yoga, and hi, Terry. And Morgan, how's everybody? So Gil, I wanted to just express my gratitude for how quickly you did Shelter in Place for us. I felt really taken care of. You were like the first one. You even did it before Newsom. you closed the center, and I really felt taken care of. You know, and these days we don't really feel taken care of a lot, you know, in some ways, in other places. Also, I wanted to thank Lasana for doing my email last month. I was making masks, and we have a committee here in La Honda, and it was just kind of taking up my time. And she said, I'd be happy to take your month, but now I hear email was overwhelming. Sorry about that, Lasana. But thank you for doing my month of email. Since you're on, I wanted to say that.
It was not overwhelming, Cindy, at all. It was really a pleasure to do. So,
yeah. So anyway, and I'm grateful for the online teachings, Gil. I don't listen to you till about 3 p.m. but it helped me because I had a lot of anxiety in the beginning, and just beautiful. And I can't tell you how grateful I am to you and to be in this community. Thank you.
So I want to say in response to you, thank you for your thanks. I really appreciate it. You kind of directed it directly to me, and I take it in warmly and happily. And I would like to also be the conduit that through me, and your thanks to me, is also, it's a thanks to such a wide community. I can't do it alone. I've gotten so many people have come together to make this possible, and it's really impressive, this wide community. And I certainly am very grateful for all the people who have stepped up and are helping in all kinds of ways, and so I'm the conduit of your thanks that spreads outwards even further. Thank you. So Arthur.
Okay, I've unmuted me. I guess you, Gil. This is about the. Excuse me. This is about the audio cabinet. I promised you some documentation, and you told me one day down the line you would need to take the carpets up, and you'd need the documentation for then. I've been not able to do it because there's something I need to see and measure there at IMC. I know you're busy, so I don't want to take time with emails with you. Is there someone I can talk to, or should I talk directly to you, or what should I do with this?
Bill Anderson is the one who is taking the lead with the carpets and that kind of work.
Okay.
And so you talk to him, and if you need to come and do measurements, why don't you ask him to do it just long enough before they come in to do the work, that everyone knows what to do, because the carpets will need to somehow figure out what to do about that recording cabinet. So,
yeah, how do I reach Bill Anderson?
Oh, you can email me and I'll let you know.
Okay. Thank you.
Great. Lisa.
Hi, this is Hillary. I'm sorry to butt in. I've got to leave to teach Dharma Sprouts, but there were some questions in the chat about neighborhood groups. And so if anybody wants to be part of a neighborhood group, just email me and I'll send you the link for the sign-up sheet. And also the Sangha Helpers, if anybody needs help from the 20s and 30s group, just please let me know.
And if you don't have... If you don't have Hillary's email address, you could also send an email to IMC's general email list and for her, and then it'll be forwarded to her. So who is next? Lisanna.
Hi, can you hear me? Okay.
Yes.
I'm just wondering, there seems to be just this huge Sangha manifesting through this online experience, and I'm wondering if there isn't going to be a knock-on in terms of real-time demand, and if there's been conversation about expanding the physical capacity of IMC to accommodate people coming. I know we're maxed out in the physical spaces that we have, and is there conversation about larger spaces?
Oh,
or different?
Let's see. Let me see how to answer that. I hadn't thought about it in those the way you said it. That now suddenly more people will come here. I was thinking more the opposite. That would be closed for so long, people will get out of the habit of coming, and people realize this online thing works better. And
I don't think that's what's going to happen. I think that's going to happen too, but I think there's going to be some.
I'll be all here all alone in the future. But we have over the years thought about there was some momentum of growing, and makes logical sense to think about moving to someplace bigger. We're not allowed to renovate this place to make it bigger. We're maxed out. We're actually grandfathered in, and we use the place more than we would be allowed if we were building it fresh. And the idea of how to expand, do we expand? Is it wiser to create a second IMC somewhere else in the peninsula to take some of the pressure off here? Should we move to a bigger place so we can have more people? And is it healthy for us to be a bigger place because of the kind of community we are, and all volunteer and all free? And it gets more complicated, bigger, right? And are we really set up for that? Is that really good for us? There's all these questions. But certainly there's been a lot of discussions about this over the years, and some very active in the last few years, very active concerns about the limitations both here and at IRC. And there's a desire, I've had a desire to have a second retreat center, and maybe some more insight centers on the peninsula, or maybe we can go move from here to a bigger place, or... I'm a little bit attached to the place we're at and the size of it. So that might contribute to some of the discussions. One of the big questions for me around is financial. It's a huge cost to do this, and maybe we'll be in a recession and we could swoop in with all our wealth but the money part of it is something. And so it's very clear to me, we have the potential for much more than we're doing. We have a huge demand, the retreat center and other things. We have a lot of good teachers and a lot of wonderful things going on, So certainly we have the foundation for some kind of growth, but whether we have the financial ability or whether we have the fundraising ability for that, or the, you know, we've done so much fundraising over the last years that, I don't know how ready we are to do more fundraising again and start that whole process up. So that's
Gil. I guess I didn't know how to activate the sound, but that's a good segue for something I want to say. In relation to what Bill Costura addressed of how to contribute Donna, I know there's a lot of people using PayPal, but there's others of us who don't use that kind of, approach. And David Laurie, who's the facilitator for the fundraising, and myself, we can work on some ways of doing this, other than just what we've been doing up till now, in terms of receiving the Donna. You know, there may be ways that we can receive it through the mail or one way or another, I think we can start working on some of that. Yeah. So I noticed that David Laurie was on earlier. I don't know if he's still in the group here, but I'll be speaking to him this week.
Great.
And, you know, maybe there are some creative ways of going about this.
Great. Thank you very much. And certainly anybody can send a check in by mail. Mail still works.
Yep.
Yeah. So let's see. Jill. And we have two more people. So maybe that we're going over the time we had set. So maybe take two more people and then we can close up.
Okay, great. Good afternoon, everyone. Delightful to see so many wonderful faces. And one of the benefits of going late in the list for a question is Bella kind of hit on what I was going to ask about, which was if we're accommodating what we think the request or the need is for support in grocery shopping or providing a meal or that sort of thing. But so I think my question will be answered. I'll try to follow up with Bella and also Hillary, maybe some expansion of a neighborhood group. I'm not part of a neighborhood group officially. So this is a delight benefit of this is that I will join one. And see if we can go from there. But and again, if I can just add on, Gil, the morning sessions, the daily 7 o'clocks have been just fabulous. So thank you so much. And Great. Keep up the good work.
Great. Thank you very much. And then Jennifer.
Actually, it's Gus who wanted to make it.
Oh, hi, Gus. Hi, Gus.
Long time no see. How are you?
Yes, great to see you.
Good to see you. Thank you so much for all that you're doing. And that's kind of related to the comment that I wanted to make, which is you said something about maybe people kind of being burnt out on the fundraising. And I don't think that that's true right now. I think that the shelter in place and just this whole quarantine thing and what's happening with the world at large, I think, if anything, I think people's understanding of what matters, what's valuable, changes in this situation. And certainly with all that you have done and the value that we have seen in IMC and IRC. So I would just say maybe it's not limited. Maybe we can think about how we do fundraising, because I think a lot of people are very, very grateful and they see perhaps the center in a very different way. Even people who are far geographically from us.
Well, I so much appreciate you saying this because I feel, both practically or, what you're saying is probably true, but what I hear kind of between your lines is you're saying that there's a lot of love and goodness in this community and for what's going on here. And that's really our wealth also. And I love it.
Yeah. For us, it feels like it's become much clearer what is important and valuable to us. Uh-huh. And certainly there's a lot more love and generosity and kindness. And I'm just thinking that maybe we shouldn't look at what was happening before, that this is maybe a change. And
yes. Well, wonderful. Thank you, Gus, very much for what you said. That seems like a wonderful note to kind of bring this to a close. And what you said at the very end was I feel beginning to, the last week or two or so, beginning to feel that the longer we have the shelter in place, the more of more it makes sense to give a lot of thought to how we start up again. And maybe there's ways in which we want to rethink part of what we do here and how we use this place and all kinds of things we want to kind of maybe now. It's almost an opportunity to rethink everything and rather than just go back to where we were, exactly where we were before. And so how to do that in a way that really supports everyone and goes forward. And hopefully we can do this kind of reflection, thinking and organizing in a inspired way.
Thank you.
Thank you. So, my friends, this is really nice. Oh, right in the middle of my screen is Bev Spiker. And some of you, I want to use this occasion to introduce her to you because she's now the managing director of IMC. We haven't had one for many, many years. And as we got more and more complicated, it was really important to have someone in that seat and who had the kind of caretaking of the whole scene in an overview way. And we're so delighted that Bev is so wonderful, fantastic that Bev is willing to do this. And she lives here in Redwood City. She's been an integral part of our community for many years. So Bev, can you introduce yourself so people, then you'll pop up on everyone's screen if you speak.
Okay, I'll do it. I've unmuted myself and come out of my introvert mode a little bit here. Yes, I'm really, really excited to be able to offer some help and let my heart do the care for the IMC that I've always felt. I think I'd been a little more associated with IRC since I've been a registrar for a long time, but I'm more local here, and it's just something I'm really looking forward to and working with all the wonderful people like all of you. And maybe, hopefully, taking a little bit of the non-spiritual, non-teacher guided part of the load off Gil, and or of the management part of the of the running of IMC.
Oh, Bev, we don't see that. We don't see there's a non-spiritual side of anything at IMC.
Well, that's true. Well, but the leadership side of it, the spiritual leader side.
It's spiritually so wonderful. Spiritually, very wonderful what you're offering. It's kind of
yes,
a teaching.
I see it as a wonderful, and it's already been a wonderful part of practice and growth for me as I step into this. So it's something, and all of you.
Great. Well, my friends, this has been quite wonderful to be together this way, and I have restrained myself I wanted to kind of thank by name everyone I could possibly thank, but I didn't want to do it because I thought it would take too long, and I was afraid I would leave people out, and it would be bad too. So please, everyone, all of you, please feel my tremendous gratitude and appreciation for all of you and this community and how many different ways that through your practice, through your interest, through your involvement, through your volunteering, it's just really amazing to me. It's one of the great bright lights of my life to be part of this community. And it's been very, very nice to see you all and be together this way. And if we do this shelter in place for a lot longer, I think we should do another round of this. and I might at some point, maybe before we do it like we did it this time, maybe I might try to do something like this for you all as well, but maybe for the kind of YouTube world as well. So we'll see what the limits are of how much we can do and with this kind of technology. But for now, thank you. And I feel like, even though we don't see each other in person, I feel like we're all together and practicing and supporting each other. And may this continue for a long time. So if everyone now or maybe the everyone can get unmuted. And this is, some of you have done this before. This is like a Zoom, the Buddhist Zoom ritual. And everyone say hello and goodbye and say your good wishes all at once.
Thank you, everyone.
Say goodbye and say
goodbye. Thank you.